Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
There is less than a month to go in the state legislative session in Albany, and we're expecting a flurry of bills to be signed and approved by the Senate and Assembly. Let's bring in Assemblyman Angelo Morinello from Niagara County this morning. Angelo, good morning. What do you think will be approved first by the legislature?
I'm sorry, would you repeat the question?
Yeah, I'm wondering, what do you think is going to be one of the first things that'll be taken care of in these next few weeks as you get ready to end the session?
It appears that one of the first things will be the right to transmit tax returns to Congress if they were to ask for them, invading the privacy that normally occurs with tax returns.
Hey, Angelo, looking at Ramona's law, something you've kind of thrown support behind, that would change the period of time between parole hearings. So can you explain a little bit about this piece of legislation and what you think the chances are that we'll see a change to how parole hearings are held?
I would be happy to. What is occurring now is, first of all, it's violent felonies and anything that is not life in prison. After a certain period of time, depending on the violent crime that was committed, once a prisoner is eligible for parole, they are allowed to have a hearing every 24 months. This bill would increase that to every 60 months. The reason being is, even though we're trying to rehabilitate individuals, we have victims that seem to be forgotten. And this is what this is about. Whether you are the victim or whether a member of your family was killed, or the victim of a violent crime, you have to relive it about every 15 months. Even though they come up every 24, the anxiety of getting ready for it, the anxiety of reliving the horrible events that occurred in your life, and all this is doing is giving a little bit more sympathy to a victim or a victim's family. So in essence, all it's doing is saying, we're not going to deny parole, we're not going to deny parole hearings. What we're going to do is stretch out the period of time so that those victims or their families do not have to continually, throughout their life, relive the horror of the experience and possibly bring some closure.
All right, and Ramona is Ramona Bantle-Fahey, a survivor of violent sexual assault in 1992, now confronted with facing her attacker, as you've been pointing out. Do you think this has support in both chambers?
Well, this is something that we just introduced. We will be working on it. I do not predict it'll happen this year, but we will have the summer months to do some lobbying, to get other victims from other areas behind it, and hopefully bring it up next session for passage. Those that are not familiar with the facts, Ramona was a real estate agent. Someone had called for a house viewing. When they got there, she was tied, duct tape over her mouth, thrown on a bed, raped, then thrown down the stairs with her hands and feet bound, kicked a couple times, put in the trunk of a car, and she knew that her fate was going to be death. She was able to manage to get out of the car, but also she had a specific watch that everyone knew she wore. Once she was able to free her hands in that trunk, she hid the watch in the trunk, was able to escape sure death, and it was that watch that was found in the trunk that assisted in the conviction of the perpetrator.
Wow, that's an incredible story, and important to see what's being done in her honor through Albany over the next several weeks. Moving on to some other legislation, Angelo, we've been hearing a lot about the sale, possession, manufacture of 3D printed guns and what are being called undetectable firearms. This has just passed the state legislature. Is this something you see being done, signed into law by the end of session?
It's moving very quickly. I am opposed because it's just another attack on the Second Amendment. There seems to be a proliferation of bills that are attacking the Second Amendment from different angles, and every chance that can, every chance available, it is attacked. And there is no such thing as a truly undetectable weapon. There's always going to be some piece of metal on it, whether it's a firing pin, whether it's a trigger, or whether it is the projectile that would be utilized in it. If I may digress just for one moment, Friday at 10:30 at the New York State Office Building in Buffalo, we will be having a press conference on Ramona's Law. I'm sorry, I just wanted to get that in case anybody's interested in meeting her.
Okay, all right. And I want to ask you, too, about volunteer firefighters. This legislation is also advancing, and I know you're behind it. This would give volunteer firefighters a tax exemption.
Yes. There's probably one modification we have to do, and that is put maybe some kind of a limitation on it, rather than just making it not balanced across the field. But yes, you know, our volunteer firemen save the state of New York and our communities anywhere from $3.5 to $4 billion. That is because they volunteer their time. Now, it's not just going to the fire hall. They have to have certified training. They have drills every week. They maintain the equipment. And if not, the communities that they serve, which are usually your rural towns and villages, will greatly be impacted, and the safety of the citizens will be harmed. So this is something that we feel is necessary to start repaying them in some form or fashion for the services they produce. You know, they're really first responders. They go out in the middle of the night, they cover accidents, they cover fires, they save lives, and they do it as a volunteer to help their community, and the ranks are dwindling as people leave the state of New York. So this is twofold. One, show them the respect they deserve for the services, and two, try and recruit additional members to fill the ranks. There are also various restrictions on it. They have to be a fireman for over 1 year. They have to have certifications. They have to go to at least 50% of the calls that occur. So it isn't like just a blanket. There are restrictions and there are qualifications before they would be eligible.
All right. Well, Angelo, we always appreciate the time. I know it's a busy time out there in Albany. That's Angelo Morinello, Assemblyman, joining us live.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.